The official Carbondale Halloween celebration returned this weekend, and a variety of events were held in different parts of town. Saturday morning began with Myrdale Shopping Center being overrun by hundreds of ghosts and goblins and witches and mutant turtles and other cartoon characters and superheroes. They were there because many of the businesses at Myrdale gave candy for the trick-or-treaters, young and old.
We've all got an individual Ninja Turtles costume. We've got the whole gang, Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, and Donatello.
Nice, yay! How long have you lived in the Carbondale area?
I'm born and raised.
Oh. It looks like a lot of families and a lot of smiles. There's a big crowd here. It looks like it's going pretty good.
Yep, so far so good. We are enjoying it over here at Myrdale today. Last night we went to the Pumpkin Glow and it was pretty packed out there too.
Excellent. And I'm looking, if you don't mind, I'm being nosy. Unlike Charlie Brown, you've got more than rocks in your box, right?
Yeah, they've been pretty generous here.
Are you glad to see Halloween coming back in a good, safe way?
I'm so excited that Halloween's coming back. I'm a student here, and I've just heard amazing stories about the past. So I hope it's brought back for good.
And your thoughts, ma'am?
I'm excited because we have a small son that it's now safe and lots of fun activities for him.
Dalton was out front of J.B. Hawks handing out candy.
What are your thoughts about this official sanctioned Halloween? How's it been going today?
I love it. It's been really busy. I've been clearing out candy a few times. I had to go to the store. Seeing all the kids' cool costumes is amazing. It is definitely a good day. It's never a bad day to see a lot of happy kids.
And of course, for many years, Carbondale didn't do a lot of Halloween. So sounds like you're glad it's back, aren't you?
I am very glad it's back, yes. It is an amazing holiday. You can get two pieces. You can get one more.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Standing in line with her granddaughter to get some goodies, longtime Carbondale resident Sandy was pleased.
I remember when it was fun before they got nuts. But I'm glad. It's more family oriented, which is so important. You know, I got a little granddaughter and she's having a ball.
Oh, how old is your granddaughter?
She's two.
Okay. Has she been having a good time?
Oh my God, yes. Look at her. She loves every costume.
And it looks like in her bag she might have some extra candy. Have any idea what might happen to the extra candy,
well,
Grandma?
Mom doesn't get all the good stuff. Hopefully Grandma can get a piece or two.
For a lot of people said this is so good that the city is putting on something like this again.
Yes, definitely, for the family, you know.
Other events at Myrdale included hay rides around the big parking lot in a bounce house. Mill Street held the annual Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race and Costume Contest, and the Sunsplash Day ended with food and live music in the large grassy area at Washington and Main Streets. Rock caught up with this man and his family enjoying the day.
My name is Kinsley Roberts, and I live in Carbondale.
Okay. So what brings you out here on a beautiful day like today?
Just trying to enjoy the community, spend some time with the kids, be a part of the family.
SIU alum and now Nashville songwriter and performer Farmer Jason took the stage and pretty soon had the crowd, especially the kids, laughing it up. The first ever in a long time Halloween in Carbondale came about after several city council members several years ago said it's time to move past the trouble associated with past Halloweens. The Carbondale Chamber of Commerce and other civic groups sponsored the many events.
They're all not chicken friends. They sure do work so awfully hard. They're out there in the sun all day, scratching up the yard.
For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.
Although it's pretty obvious, I'm in the land of Lincoln. I'm a chicken.